I mean, neither you nor anybody else knows what's going to happen after this season. Dealing with the uncertainty, I mean, how do you cope with that going forward through the end of the season?
Well, I can tell you how I personally cope with it. I leave it all in God's hands. That's just Marie and I's faith. I'm not one bit worried about what happens after. I'm just really focused on this week and the Philadelphia Eagles. Yet I understand the anxiety. It's human nature. I know that a lot of people are thinking that way, and rightly so. There's families involved, just like there were two families last week, the Reese family and Ben McAdoo's family. It's hard. This business is tough. It's tough on families. But we have a job to do. We get paid to do a job. So hopefully everybody's in here doing what they're expected to do, and hopefully as a team we can unite and find a way to make the result be the right way on Sunday.
Spags, how did the decision as far as going back to Eli kind of happen? Who was involved? I mean, can you kind of walk us through that?
Yeah, I mean, sure, good question. And I'll shoot you straight on this. I was involved with the offensive coaches when Mr. Marajan Mara asked me to do this. That was obviously the first thing we discussed, but he left it up to me. My gut right then and there was to put Eli back in. That was a gut. Now, you got to remember, when you're coaching defense, and I just operate this way, I put the blinders on and I was coaching defense. I in no way was judging what was going on offense. That's not my job. But my gut said, when I had to step into this role, that Eli Manning should be the quarterback. There was no knock on Geno Smith. Geno was terrific in the conversation, and he has been since. But I just felt that was the right way to go. Before I made the final decision, I consulted with the guys that knew the offense, and that was Mike Sullivan, our offensive coordinator, and the offensive coaches. And after talking with all of them, put together with my gut feeling, that's the direction we went.
Steve, Chris Long had some of his best years playing for you. What stood out about coaching him and the way he's playing now?
I love Chris Long. I'm really happy for him. I want to say he had a fumble or caused a fumble or something last week. I mean, Chris was up at New England, I guess, last year. You know, Howie and I know each other real well. I have seen Chris grow from this young guy playing as a rookie early second year when I had him at St. Louis, you know, to this mature man, married, kids, and we talk about it all the time. We text back and forth. I think he's a terrific person, great character. I'm glad he's having a really good season down there. Now, you can tell him this. I hope he doesn't have a good game this week. I mean, I got to be honest, but now I got a lot of respect for Chris.
Spags, your defense, how much of it's been, the problems have been injuries, how much just underperformance?
Yeah, well, look, I don't want to make any excuses. You know, we should play better. I got to make a better call here and there. It's all wrapped up into one. I will tell you what is difficult. We've had five different Mike linebackers. That's like playing five different quarterbacks, in my opinion, with a defense. And that's been tough. And many of our guys really, you know, Landon's not healthy now and wasn't during, you know, we lost Jackrabbit. It's been a lot of everything. You combine, you know, I would not say underperforming. You know, I don't know where all that comes from. Certainly guys are going to feel that way. On certain plays, a guy gets reached in the B gap and it goes out for, you know, 25-yard run. Yeah, he underperformed. But it's been a, you know, accumulation of a lot of things, and it begins with injuries. And we just got to find a way to get the next guy in there. And I, having said that, there have been spells of some really good defense. I guess every defense can do that. What has really nipped us in the bud is the explosive plays. It just seems like when we make a mistake, it becomes a drastic down rather than, you know, semi-drastic, and we're able to recover. And that's been the hard thing.
One of the areas where you guys haven't really had a lot of injuries is on your defensive line. How important has that become this week as far as getting pressure on Nick Foles and, you know, trying to rattle him some?
Yeah, I mean, anytime, obviously, any game you're playing in this league, you want to rattle the quarterback. I mean, he's the guy who gets his hands on the ball every play. You know, but we got JPP playing with a club, and the other guys are all nicked up too. But we got to find a way for that unit to play solid. We need them. It's, you know, we're a better defense. Every defense is better when they're up front. People play dominant, and we have some guys that can do that. We just got to find our groove and get that done.
You mentioned the Mike position earlier, Spags. Any chance Goodson's back this week, or is he out?
Yeah, we're hopeful. He got a little bit of work today, not a full day's work, and we'll have to take it day to day. You know, these high ankle sprains, and we've had a bunch of them this year, and it's kind of the wave. You all remember, I was talking about this the other day, I want to say 2002. I might be off on that. You can all help me. But first game of the season, I believe Brian Dawkins got a Liz Frank, Bobby Taylor had.
The first game at the link, yeah.
Yeah, was that 2003?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the wave of the Liz Frank injuries, and we lost Doc, and that's when Sheldon came in and Lito. And this year up here, it just seems to be the high ankle sprain. We had a bunch of guys with high ankles, and those linger. Those never go away. Landon Collins got one within the first three games. It just started to get better a week ago, and now he's kind of retweaked it. So it's been hard. But look, it's hard on everybody. I mean, the league, that's what the league's about. You stay healthy, you got a chance.
Steve, back in 99, I know you were quality control then, but with Doug Peterson as the quarterback, what did you see from him personality-wise that maybe suggested he could be in this role now?
Well, you know, all these quarterbacks that excel in this league obviously have leadership skills, otherwise they wouldn't last very long. But, you know, look at the biggest compliment to Doug is that Andy Reid takes a head job in Philadelphia, was with Doug in Green Bay, and he wants Doug to be the quarterback to start things off. Now, I know we drafted Donovan and we know the whole deal, but Doug came in and you talk about character and work ethic and all the things that were surrounding being the starting quarterback with the second pick of the draft right behind you. He handled it with class. He's a class man. Doug is one of my, I mean, to me, I'm happy for Doug in the season he's having. He's done a terrific job down there. I enjoyed working with him in 99 and I'm happy to see his success this year.